The White House COVID-19 response team is recommending anyone who received the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine get a third booster dose.
The COVID-19 vaccines that are authorized in the United States have been remarkably effective, even against the widespread Delta variant. But we know that even highly effective vaccines become less effective over time.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, the United States Surgeon General, explains the administration's decision in a briefing with the White House COVID-19 response team.
Our goal has been to determine when that time might come for the COVID-19 vaccines so we can make a plan to take proactive steps to extend and enhance the protection the vaccines are giving us. If you are fully vaccinated, you still have a high degree of protection from the worst outcomes of COVID-19, severe disease, hospitalization, and death. So we are not recommending that you go out and get a booster today. Instead, starting the week of September 20th, fully vaccinated adults could begin getting their booster shots 8 months after their second shot of an mRNA vaccine.
The plan is currently pending FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, approval, but is expected to receive it. The recommendation was made after data from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, indicated the new COVID Delta variant reduced the mRNA vaccine's effectiveness of preventing disease infection. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, explained some of the data, which has since been published online for public viewing, that led to the plan for the third booster shot.
The Mayo Clinic analysis looked at vaccine effectiveness for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines among over 80,000 vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals across all age groups with data through July 16th. Like we saw in the New York data, vaccine effectiveness against infection declined over time. In this case, from 76% to 42% for those who received the Pfizer vaccine, and from 86% to 76% for those who received the Moderna vaccine.
Similar to the original COVID vaccine rollout, the booster shots will first be prioritized to vulnerable populations, such as healthcare providers and seniors, and then become available to the rest of the population. President Joe Biden also delivered remarks to the public about the urgent need to receive the third booster shot following the White House COVID-19 team's briefing.
8 months after your second shot, get a booster shot. These booster shots are free. We'd be able to get the booster shots at any one of approximately 80,000 vaccination locations nationwide. It will be easy. Just show your vaccination card and you'll get a booster. No other ID, no insurance, no state residency requirement. My administration has been planning for this possibility in this scenario for months. We purchased enough vaccine and vaccine supplies so that when your 8-month mark comes up, you'll be ready to get your vaccination free, that booster shot free, and we have it available. It will make you safer and for longer, and it will help us end the pandemic faster.
U.S. health officials will likely recommend a booster dose for those who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, though no official plan has been made as of yet. The data to determine whether a Johnson & Johnson booster is needed will be released in the next coming weeks. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.